This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. Maybe you've heard a sound like this in your backyard. If so, then a new survey wants to know about it. Biologist Chris Mowry with Berry College is asking Atlanta residents about experiences with coyotes in their neighborhoods. It's the first survey of its kind conducted in town, and WABE's Kate Sweeney sat down to talk with Mowry about it.
I wonder if for a lot of listeners, when they think of coyotes, they might be surprised to learn that coyotes would even be a thing in Atlanta. You know, we think of places like Yellowstone. What are some of the major misconceptions you find that people have about coyotes?
I think that people think that the coyotes are out to get them. So people hear coyotes howling, for example, and, you know, say, well, there must have been 10 or 15 or 20 large pack of coyotes I heard howling. And from all that we know of coyotes, they're not large pack animals. It's a male and a female pair and their offspring. They want to avoid us generally as much as we want to avoid them. Now, again, the problem comes when they overcome their shyness. And so if a coyote begins to associate humans with food, that's when potential problems can develop. Some people are feeding coyotes inadvertently by feeding cats or dogs outside, feeding their pets outside. So if there's food outside, a coyote will find it. Trying to trap and kill and eliminate predators generally doesn't work. Human history has shown that time and time again. So it's not a problem, if there is a problem, that can be solved by eliminating the predator. Nature knows best, and nature will fill a vacuum. It always does. And if left alone, they will leave us alone.
And that makes me think about this question of why now in Atlanta? You know, there must be some sense that the number of coyotes must merit this study, but we don't have that information yet in terms of the number of coyotes. So why now?
Right. We don't. It's not now in response to some imminent threat. We're interested as scientists, as biologists, to learn more about this unique animal. Now, coyotes are not native to the Southeast, but they've been here probably for 30, 40 years. They were west of the Mississippi River trying to get into the Southeast probably, but red wolves were here in the Southeast. And we as humans extirpated red wolves. In other words, we harassed and poisoned and killed and essentially got rid of red wolves. And that opened up a vacuum that the coyote was very much able to fill. However, those two animals, the red wolf and the coyote, are not identical to one another. So what does that mean from an ecological perspective? Is it a bad thing? Is it a good thing? Is it a neutral thing? You know, those are the kinds of things we want to learn.
And you've said that your next step is field work. What might that look like?
Once we have an idea of where activity is occurring and things like that, you know, then we would perhaps go to the next step and so start to look at diet, for example. We can learn a lot about what they're eating by their droppings, by their scat. Ultimately, it may take the form of attaching some GPS collars onto coyotes, which can give us round-the-clock information about where they go. If we do get to the point where we can go in that direction, we feel like the survey will focus our efforts more efficiently.
Now, the survey has been out since October, so this is very early yet. Still, are there any early findings that you can report?
Yeah, we've had about 500 responses thus far, which we're very excited about. Just in looking at those responses, direct interactions between human and coyote, very rare. People hear coyotes, they see coyotes. There are occasional reports of suspected pets being taken by coyotes, which certainly can happen. But again, our survey is showing us that most people see coyotes, hear coyotes, but that's about the extent of their interaction.
Can you tell so far from the results you've gotten if there are particular neighborhoods or areas of town that are seeing high coyote activity?
We know that there's been some activity in the Virginia Highlands, Ansley Park area. We know that there's been some activity in certain parts of Buckhead. Druid Hills is a neighborhood that experienced some coyote activity as well. I don't think that we've gotten a lot of response from certain parts of the city, the southern parts of the city, for example, which I would very much like to get responses from. We're trying to reach out to neighborhoods really throughout the city. So I think the jury is still out about deciding where there are high levels of activity. And I think the public really wants to know more about this. We would like to educate people about not fearing wildlife, understanding wildlife, living with wildlife.
Chris Mowry, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you very much for having me.